on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a New Jersey transit engineer is dead and multiple passengers injured after Aruba Line train hit a tree just north of Roebling Station this morning. New Jersey Transit confirms the train was headed northbound just after 6 a.m. when the accident happened. It's not clear how the tree made it onto the tracks. Photos and video from the scene show the train's windshield smashed, more than 24 passengers injured, but none of those injuries appear to be life-threatening. Three police officers are lucky to be alive after being attacked on the George Washington Bridge.
The Bergen County prosecutor says a man stole a car, crashed it in South Hackensack, and then stole another one early Sunday morning. Port Authority police officers found the second stolen vehicle disabled on the George Washington Bridge. According to prosecutors, the suspect was armed with a knife, attacked the police officers and tried to steal a patrol vehicle. Three police officers were injured before the man was arrested. The hurt officers were treated at the hospital Sunday and released. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The suspect has not yet been identified. Clearing your record of a crime can be a process and an expensive one if you don't know what you're doing. The Burlington County Prosecutor's Office is hosting a free expungement clinic on October 24th.
You do not have to be a Burlington County resident to participate in the clinic, although the offense has to have occurred in the state of New Jersey.
County Prosecutor Lakeisha Bradshaw says the event will also feature health screenings, reentry services, housing resources, and free lunch. Today is Columbus Day, a state and federal holiday. Post offices and all federal and state offices are closed, including the Motor Vehicles Office. Most schools are closed. Banks have the option to close. President Biden did proclaim today Indigenous Peoples Day, but the recognized federal holiday is still Columbus Day. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed. With New Jersey 101.5. After a beautiful weekend, what can we expect this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to have pretty much windy conditions and a mix of clouds and sun for the rest of the day today. We're going to also have windy gusts that could be as high as 35 miles per hour. High temperatures are going to be generally in the mid to upper 60s. Clear for the overnight, it will be colder, with lows dipping down to 40 inland and around 45 at the coast. For tomorrow, we're even cooler. It'll be breezy as well, with some sunshine, highs only in the upper 50s, then down to the mid-50s on Wednesday with a partly sunny sky, and we're still going to be experiencing that breeze. Looking ahead, the weather for the rest of the week is going to see temperatures back into that more comfortable zone around the mid to upper 60s with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now, Newark is 56, Edison's 57, Mount Holly is 67. Weather brought to you by Matt Portnoy Insurance, overpaying for workers' compensation, business, home, or auto insurance. Matt's got you covered. Save money on insurance now. Look up Matt Portnoy Insurance online or call 802-318-7991. Matt will shop your insurance until he gets a better deal.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.